Hi there. Thank you for holding, Alex. Alex, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service,
yes,
how
sir.
It works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that new in-business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Busy, busy.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops
yes.
up. Yeah. I mean, it's
yeah.
kind of where we
yeah.
all go as consumers, right? And
exactly.
People won't need to know the name of your business. It's a young company. They will be able to find you, though, when they're going on Google, going on Bing, on their smartphone or their computer, typing in carpenter or deck builder or any of the services that you want to provide, your company will be one of the top options. Now, it this means an increase in phone calls. You're not going to be bombarded with more work than you can take on, but certainly when you're an option for people to call, when they're in that exact moment trying to find someone to call, you'll get a steady stream of phone calls, and you can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. You're looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis with the reduced rate for a younger company. It's $199. That's $199.00. Bills once a month for that exact amount. So it's very different than paying for leads. You know, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. Like I said, being that it's on a month-to-month basis, our job is just to get you enough phone calls to do the jobs and, you know, earn your business 1 month at a time. So, I mean, being that it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but to help you get a few more phone calls here and there, is that something that you might want for your business at this point?
Like I was telling you, Tara, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm just getting off of the ground. I'm trying to get my first jobs under my LLC. I'm currently working under an employer. So I am a little, anxious about, trying to take on too much too fast. I am a single, employer LLC.
Right.
So, I'm afraid of trying to tackle a little too much too quickly, and I guess dropping the ball, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you're not paying for leads, you're not chasing down any leads, you're not taking every job that comes your way because you're paying for leads that don't work out. With this, it's a flat rate. That's the investment, the $199. But you get phone calls, you know, and if you can take on the work, if it's a project that makes sense for you, then you take on the work. If not, you politely decline that opportunity. But, uh-huh. I mean, it's not meant for starving companies, nor is it meant to inundate you with more work than you can handle. Just getting more phone calls and being a top option. One of the options for people to see, you know, with a website that talks about your services, it would get you more opportunities for jobs and you might not have to pay for leads.
I will say that I am interested. How easy if assuming things go well or if they don't, how easy is it to, say, cancel the monthly subscription?
Yeah, it is monthly, yeah. So it is month to month. It's completely at will. There's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service if you do end up getting more work than you want to take on. You can pause the service. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. But as long as you're using the service, it would bill once a month for the $199. It's an exact amount, so it's easy to budget for. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. If you did need to stop the service, it's as easy as giving us a phone call. You can reach us Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mountain Time.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Alex, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, it is.
It is. And it's also a good number for us to reach you as well. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, keep in mind, most of the time, you will simply get phone calls. It is, of course, the click-to-call feature, and people will be calling your number directly. The website that we'll build for you, and keep in mind the website's included, it will give people the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, and, of course, whether they're contacting you through the website or calling you, as they most often will, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. What is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
AteamLLC.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. I'm going to mess that up. Give me just one moment. I just want to make sure I get that right. Okay. Sorry. There is a C after team and before
okay.
LLC.
Okay, just the letter C for carpentry. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So 18C LLC.
LLC at Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Goodwin.
Okay, that's G-O-O-D-W-I-N.
Correct.
Okay. And then, Mr. Goodwin, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. There's not a physical address, not a brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for the business. Gotcha. Okay. And Google expects it to be that way when you're performing a service. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, they wouldn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and kind of knocking on your door any more than you would. I did see, though, the 4050 West 30th Street. Is that your residence?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we definitely don't want to list that physical street address, though. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. So in that call, we'll go into more detail about your services, your service area, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call, and we can schedule that call for even later today if you're available for that half-hour phone call. And then for that initial payment of $199, Mr. Goodwin, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
You'll have to give me a moment. Got to run down. Go grab my wallet.
No problem.
Thank you. It is a Visa.
Okay. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And is it Alex Goodwin? Any middle initials?
Alexander.
Okay.
And no middle initial.
Okay. And then, Alex, you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
426. Oh, sorry. 4246. 3153.
Okay.
8855.
Yes, sir.
9989.
And then the expiration month and year?
Twelve of
2028. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
079.
Okay, Alex, I've got 079079 on the back, December or 12 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 42, 46, 31, 53, 88, 55, 99, 89?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 4050 West 30th Street Road? 8060?
Correct.
Zero? Okay. And that's 8060?
80634.
34. That's what I thought. I'm not sure why it populated that way.
It's because my house is, like, technically right on the border of Greeley and Evans.
Greeley and Evans.
And so some businesses and stuff only recognize it as an Evans address,
okay,
which puts it as a 620.
Got
but technically speaking, it is a Greeley address, which is a 634.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I completely understand that.
It's been a nightmare since we moved there.
I bet that's an inconvenience, to say the least. So in about a minute here, or at least a minute after I read the voice verification, you'll receive a confirmation email with our client support phone number, the hours of operation, et cetera, on there. I do need to read a voice verification. It's required of us because we are Google partners. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service to that flat rate, that we are waiving the setup fee, etc. Alex, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I do have that voice.
One quick question for you before we do start that.
Okay.
Is that fee, is it ever going to go up?
Good.
Like, after like a year or so?
That is a great question. Now, it is a reduced rate for a young company.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, though, an introductory rate. So it will actually never go up. In fact, that's included in the voice verification as well. But I'll just kind of go over that now. It's really more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because we do know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So we do try to make it affordable for younger businesses. So it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it'll never go up.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Alex, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
18 Carpentry LLC.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Alex Goodwin, and I am the owner of said company.
And Mr. Goodwin, as the owner of 18 Carpentry LLC, Alex, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Correct.
And then, Mr. Goodwin, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Alex, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect.
I agree.
Then, yeah, that's great. It's always a concern for me when I call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or even worse, mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I'm concerned not because I have to call them back, but I know that if I were a potential customer calling them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably much more likely just to call someone else than I am to try to call back. So
yep.
we don't want you missing those opportunities. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Alex, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Goodwin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, and so on that note, I am also currently advertised on Angie's List.
On Angie's List. I did see that. Tara actually attached that file here. It's on Home Advisor's platform, homeadvisor.com/rated.18carpentryllc, a bunch of numbers, and then HTML. So there's no direct conflict with a lead-based service like Angie's or Thumbtack or Networks. You can certainly continue to do the same, do that as well as being listed on that first page. Although a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ringing, they can scale back on their leads, keep them paused more often. You might do the same. The reason we actually ask, though, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. You go out to them. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, I'm actually waiving the setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 7th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional destinations and directories. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which actually means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, Alex, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact reduced rate
of $199. And again, that $199 will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, no contract. It's offered completely at will, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Goodwin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Alex, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the email address. If you do, though, have a pen handy, Alex, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Alex, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Looks like I can probably get you in at 10 o'clock. It's a little short notice, but I think I can do that. There's also 11 and 12, and then this afternoon there is a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or at 4 o'clock. Takes about a half an hour. We schedule by the hour, so it gets you pretty much at the beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or early afternoon, later in the day?
If we can shoot for 12 o'clock, that would be ideal. I can be most responsive while still being productive here at work.
Perfect. Yeah, 12 will be perfect. It will be scheduled from 12 until 1. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You'll get that call right at or a couple minutes after 12. If I am in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, Alex, I'll actually be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may already be on a call. Either way, they'll call you, and they'll take really good care of you. I did want to add just a little bit of extra security on your account here, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with 18 Carpentry LLC, even if it's you, Mr. Goodwin, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important, Alex. Anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within like 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for money, just politely let them go. Like I said, that voice verification is for your protection, and it clearly states that it bills once a month on the 7th for exactly $199. So the answer, or the question, I should say, the options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name, Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then, Alex, what is the answer?
Seoul, S-E-O-U-L.
Okay. Let's type it in twice. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email?
I did.
Or you did. Okay. So let me see if it's just the one that I want you to look at or if the system's caught up. So the system actually has caught up, and it sent you out the welcome email with the client support phone number and information I've already given you. There's also an additional email that I'll address in a second. But the one that we want you to look at now is the one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing local / or invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it will go to the local / terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So Google is going to be our main focus. Of course, it's everyone's main focus, but it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, the website's included. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the content that Google wants to see. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but there's a long line that goes across it, and then there's a box that has your mobile number, and below that, two smaller boxes that we would want you to click on. One says that you agreed to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer, and then the other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. There's a longer box below it with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So it is case sensitive. The first initial of your first name and last name are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just make sure to not copy a space before it or after. But once you've got your name as it appears, click the confirm signature box to the right of that. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit. Now, if it's taking you to the next screen, that it's a login page asking you for your username and password, okay, so you can actually stop right there, Alex. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming through the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We have to actually do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine, too. Now, the other email that you got, it says the action needed, photos needed for Google verification. Now, Google has recently made the process, and by recently, I think it's been about 5 months now, Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design. Google wants to ensure that the businesses that pop up on the first page are actual legitimate businesses that would provide the service when called. So any of the information there, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send our way would actually help, not just with the building of the website, but to make sure that everything's Google compliant. Any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any like business card if you've got one. I know there's no physical workplace, so maybe where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it, or even like a close-up of your tools inside the truck, that's fine for that one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It is licensed. I would have to get my insurance back again, but you know, that's a really quick process. So
yeah, and like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send our way will definitely help us expedite the process. There is a link there that you can use as well. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 12 o'clock hour, I'll be on that call as well. I'm actually sending you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite says local splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. And then it's going to populate your username, which in this case is actually your phone number. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so you do already have that username. It cannot be changed. Once your tracking system is active, we'll text and email you that same username with your default password. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am available in that 12 o'clock hour when we give you that follow-up call. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
And thank you for yours as well. We do look forward to getting this going, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you. You do prefer Alex over Alexander, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes. Of course, everything officially went out to Alexander, but we've got that in the notes to address you as Alex.
That's okay. It just takes longer to spell.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Mr. Goodwin. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll call you back around noon.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, sir. Bye now.
Bye.